This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. We'll check in with the Hall of Famer, Jerome Bettis. The bus will join us. Phone calls are always welcome. Operator Tyler is sitting by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. We got to decide, are we all in for $10 a piece for the billion-dollar Powerball? Ooh, Paulie opened up the Velcro wallet.
Do you want me to coordinate, Dan?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
A lottery coordinator on the show. I'm happy to do that.
All right. Do we have one of the backroom guys go out and get the Powerball tickets?
I'm happy to do that.
And what's the deadline here? When is the drawing for the...
There was just one last night.
Okay.
So what's today? What day is today?
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. All right, we have a little bit of time to get in your $10.
I'm just saying, don't sleep on Mega Millions. That's up to about 600.
Yeah.
Okay, not worth it.
No.
All right.
Wow, the Velcro wallet.
Back for the summer.
Yeah, that should never leave.
Keep the girls away.
God, could you imagine if you were younger and you pull out a Velcro wallet at a bar? I don't know. How would it go over now, let's say, 15, 20 years ago, you brought out a Velcro wallet. When you meet a woman, you say, hey, would you like a drink?
Was there ever a time when that was a bonus and
no,
it helped you?
No, because the first thing I would think if I'm a woman is, wait, what was that? Oh, that's my wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can buy me a drink.
There's a lot more where that came from.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like to keep my money safe.
No, that's where you go. You know what? Could you do it a little slower? Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Gross?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Is my mic on?
Wait. Did you think it was gross when my wife got me a bathrobe and put daddy on it?
Nah, that was awesome.
That was amazing.
Wow, dude, that was that's an all-timer.
Mac daddy.
Yeah, that is.
When I told my wife that I said that on the show, she goes, do you have to tell everything?
That's iconic.
I know.
A bathrobe that says daddy on it.
And then I brought in the bathrobe, said bathrobe that had daddy written across.
That bathrobe could talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah. Next weekend, IndyCar doubleheader. The fastest cars in racing go to Iowa Speedway, Saturday at 3 Eastern, Sunday 2 Eastern on NBC and Peacock, which is where you'll find this show. You can download the app and you can stream this program. Also, our radio affiliates, we say good morning. And those on chat row as well. Do we have a poll question for hour three?
Let me update you on hour two, Dan. Hour two. Would you rather be a star NFL running back or a longtime backup quarterback?
All right, if I'm Chase Daniels,
yeah,
who's made $41 million in his career.
Solid.
Saquon Barkley has made... $36 million in his career?
Yes. One of them's going to have like a seven-year career, and you're going to be a star, and you're going to get all the notoriety and the Madden stuff. The other person will just be on a roster, play a few games here and there, make really nice dough, not take a beating, but not really have any...
Okay, do we want this to be Saquon Barkley, or you can be Chase Daniels?
Yeah, sure.
Jeepers creepers. Well, so far, 87% of the audience would rather be the quarterback.
Yeah. What? I want to be Saquon Barkley. I want to be a star. I don't want to be a guy that somebody says, oh, did you play in the NFL? No, but I wore a uniform for 10 years. Yes, Todd.
I want to be the star running back during my playing career, but then afterwards when you're limping around and you can't pick up your grandkids as opposed to the quarterback that didn't get too banged up.
You can't have both, Todd.
That's rough.
You can't. You can't.
I'll be the star running back.
Yeah, I'd want to be Saquon Barkley, not Chase Daniel.
You know what I bet happens too? If you're the backup quarterback and you really have no pressure on you whatsoever,
yeah,
until all of a sudden the starter goes down hurt and you're like, oh crap, I don't know if I can still do this. You know what I mean? Like, you're just kind of always waiting for that, like, no, yeah, I'm ready. I'm prepared. Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. And then you actually get the call. It's like, ugh.
You only get the call if the quarterback gets injured.
Yeah.
And then are you rooting for that privately? Like, man, I'd like to show the people I'm more than just a guy carrying a clipboard here. Yes, Todd.
And are all the backup quarterbacks equally prepared? All of a sudden, you're looking at your wristband. What's X31 slant 58 buck? I don't know what this.
On two. Ready? Break. I'm looking at the Pro Football Focus running back rankings going into this season. The number one running back, one of my favorites, is Nick Chubb of the Cleveland Browns. He is the number one rated running back. Number two on the list, Derrick Henry. Okay. What did he run? Did he rush for 1,500 yards last year? Like, it was supposed to be a down year, right? 13 touchdowns? That was a down year. Wow. He rushed for 1,538 and 13 touchdowns. Man. Number three on the list. You guys want to take a guess? Number three on the list, best running backs coming into this season. Paulie?
It has to be Josh Jacobs after his season and his age.
Josh Jacobs, four.
Oh.
Third on the list, Christian McCaffrey.
Ooh.
Over. A little surprised at that. Number five on the list, top-rated running backs, according to Pro Football Focus, Marvin.
Jonathan Taylor.
Whoa, good nice. Guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have thought that Saquon Barkley would be there. Taylor didn't have a good season, but he did average 4.5 yards per carry. He didn't get 1,000 yards. First time since high school that he didn't get 1,000 yards in a season. Then it's Saquon Barkley, number seven on the list. Aaron Jones of the Packers.
Oh, yeah.
I like him. Number eight, Tony Pollard. Number nine, I was really surprised because I don't think anybody was more productive than this guy was last year. Austin Eckler Jr. the third. And number 10, he's not even signed, Dalvin Cook. By the way, I have DraftKings odds for signing Dalvin Cook. Patriots are the favorites, slight favorites over the Dolphins and the Jets, and then long shots the Broncos and the Cowboys. I thought the Cowboys would go after Dalvin Cook. Now, I don't know what the cost is there. Breece Hall was 11. Kenneth Walker Jr. the third with the Seahawks. Alvin Kamara is 13. Does he have to sit out? Is he suspended to start the season with what happened in Las Vegas?
Oh.
Is he missing games? Number 14 on the list. If I give you this name, can you tell me the team that he plays on? Damian Pierce. 14th best running back, according to Pro Football Focus. Paulie?
Texans?
Get out of here! Blue, 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 blue.
Not like Tyler Algier for the Falcons. I'm a running back guy.
I liked Algier. Was he at BYU?
Yes. Yeah. He's a
1,000-yard rusher.
They got him for nothing.
And he's not going to have anything to show for it because they just brought in Bijan Robinson.
Right.
Number 15, Travis Etienne. I'll take the Etienne, please. Let's see. How about this one? Number 16. Well, you'll probably get this. Ramondre Stevenson, Patriots. Tyler Algier with the Falcons. Didn't he have 1,000 yards last year?
Sure did. Out of nowhere.
J.K. Dobbins, Najee Harris, and then Javonte Williams of the Broncos. Those are your top 20 running backs. Yes, Paul?
Going back to Aaron Jones of the Packers, he's kind of the perfect way you want to use a running back. They took him, I think he was a second or third rounder. So his first 4 years in Green Bay, he made $2.2 million over the course of four seasons. They paid him basically nothing.
Yeah.
Then they gave him a nice contract, like 4 years, $45 million, which sounds like a lot of dough. He's going to finish his career after 8 years in Green Bay, 8 years, making $47 million. He's going to make about $5 million. All the guy does is produce, and the way they use him is perfect. He never gets more than 250 carries a year. He always averages like 5 yards a carry. He always catches about 50 or 60 balls. He's always up there like 1,700 yards from scrimmage. Never hurt because they mix him with A.J. Dillon. It's like the Packers know how to use the running back position, and without overspending but not underspending.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Old school. You know? They gave us Paul Hornung and Jim Taylor and all the other great running backs down through the years. Did you guys see Steph Curry was at the Drake concert last night? He was having a good time.
He was.
Now, did he bring his mom with him?
He did. His mom and his wife.
Oh, okay. His mom is a gorgeous woman.
Drake thinks so, too.
You don't know that. Would you leave your mom alone with Drake?
Oh, what? Whole question. How old is Drake? He's probably 37.
I don't know. He just hosted Kentucky basketball at his gym, his $100 million home.
36 years old.
The Kentucky Wildcats went there to do a workout. Man, Drake wants to play.
Yeah, you can't. Steph Curry cannot leave his mother.
No.
Mrs. Curry is in her 50s.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Never get the exact age. And Drake's 36.
Yeah.
Too close for
me. Yeah, I'm not letting. Yeah. No way.
You're at that good age where, oh, the mom? Oh, I'm in. 36, because you're not young anymore.
As of a week ago, the NFL has not disciplined Alvin Kamara from his 2022 arrest in Las Vegas, but he could be. The NFL tends to wait for the player's legal process to play out before handing out a suspension. And that was a week ago. Thank you, Todd, for getting that for me. Yeah, I saw where Drake was performing. I've never seen Drake. I don't know if I have an interest in seeing Drake.
Seems fun.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I don't.
It's probably a good show.
Yeah.
I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it bothers me that he wants to be a ball player so much. I don't know. Isn't that weird? Like, why would I care about Drake? I shouldn't.
Well, why would it bother you that Drake...
Because he's a wannabe.
Wannabe basketball
player? Yeah, but I don't think he can play.
Is he a guy that has ultimate fame as his...
And he's sitting real... He's right there in the front row at Raptors games, and he's so close to getting in the game.
Yeah, he's maximizing his access.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I know. I know. I said I don't know why it bothers me. It shouldn't. Okay, who do you got? Me or Drake? Shooting contest.
Or rap off.
Mm.
How many bars you got in you, Dan? Yeah, I mean, I'm not going against the GOAT. Are you kidding me?
I mean, your team, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All day. All day, all night.
Sabrina, I'd ask you, I'd have problems with. That would be, so I saw where she called out Steph Curry and said, all right, let's do this. Now, that would be fun. And then do you see where they're maybe doing the retired players home run derby that was floated out yesterday? Jim Tomey, Ken Griffey Jr., Big Poppy. There's like five guys that they would bring back for a home run. Would you guys be interested in that kind of home run derby? I would just for seeing Ken Griffey Jr. But would you want to see Big Poppy, Jim Tomey, those guys? Yes, Tony.
I can get into that. Why not? See what they got left in the tank? That'd be interesting.
Yes, Marvin.
I don't want to see anybody pull their back.
Yeah. There's going to be a bunch of hamstring injuries somehow from...
Okay, would you rather see that or the idea that I have floated for years now, that you bring back Reggie Miller, Steve Kerr, Craig Hodges, Dennis Scott, who else in there? Ray Allen, Dale Ellis, and then you have a current and a former player who they combine and they do the three-point shooting contest. Would you rather see that or the older home run derby version? Yes, Mark.
Is this going to be a regulation size field, or are they bringing in the fence a little bit?
No, they're going, you know, regular.
They're going to have one of those ice bath things in the on-deck circle. Between things, just jump in the ice bath.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to move home plate up to second base.
I'm going
to
need like a pitcher's park.
Right.
Okay.
A AAA ballpark.
Right.
But how about with the three-point shooting things? Those guys, they got to wear their warm-ups, right? They can't wear the old jerseys. Or they have to wear their old uniform.
I mean, they don't have to, but I would love to see, because Ray can still shoot, Reggie can still shoot, Steve Kerr. Yeah, you know, I think you could get a pretty good group there that you could have a draft. You could have the players, current players draft, or the old players draft a current player. And you want to put Sabrina Ionescu in there, put her in there. That'd be fun. Who's with me?
All right, Mark Price, Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. I would like to see that. I don't know how long it'd take for these guys to get loose, but I think it'd be fun. Yeah, Mark.
It's going to be Dell and Steph.
I would, a father-son combo, I'm fine with that as well. Absolutely.
You know what, though? But then throw in, like, an amateur in there, too.
Hello.
Yeah. Right, yes. Yeah, so, like, somebody like yourself who could shoot.
No, I have no energy. I don't have the energy to shoot that.
Maybe somebody younger, maybe like a high school kid or something. Like, throw in somebody who could shoot, but they're just completely random and unknown. I would like to see that.
Mm. A media contest? Remember something?
No, media's pretty annoying.
Yeah, Yes, we are. I see enough with the basketball game that they have with the media.
Celebrity game?
Celebrity, that's not good.
Yeah.
Not good. Where Michael Rapaport's trying to take somebody one-on-one. Yes, Mark.
And Doug Gottlieb is over there dominating R&B singers. I'm like, it's Neo. What are you doing? I'm like, Doug, come on. Like, yo, you can play. I was like, Doug, you can play.
Yeah.
Don't, like, these guys are just, you know, for the fans and all that. Neo's over there trying to bring the ball up.
He's got Ryan Russillo on him.
Ryan, yeah. Smacking the floor, picking him up end to end.
Like, I used to guard Jock Vaughn like this. Come on.
Come on, man.
It's Michael B. Jordan.
That's kind of awesome, though. You know, like when you see, it's like Kevin Hart is all of a sudden guarding Quavo and,
and
Doug
Justin
Gottlieb.
Bieber. Yeah. Justin Bieber. They're double teaming Bieber. Yeah. Oh, my God. Thankfully, I was never asked to play in one of those games.
What if you were asked now? Would you?
No. Oh. But when I was at the mothership, you know, a long time ago, if they had that, then yeah. But then I would have been a jerk. I would have been a jerk out there.
You would have gotten serious out there.
I would have taken Sierra to the hoop and then some.
You would have called Sinbad for 3 seconds?
Yeah. Come on. You got to call that. He flopped. Jimmy Walker flopped. Take a break here. Jerome Bettis, the bus, will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Kings Hawaiian. Slider Sunday, the next great weekly mealtime ritual, perfect to enjoy your summer. Barbecue. Barbecue. Or kitchen table if you want to. Can't go wrong. You start with Kings Hawaiian. The original, the OG, King's Hawaiian sweet rolls, pre-sliced slider buns, or perfectly sweet and salty pretzel slider buns. Now, you can go to kingshawaiian.com and get some inspiration. Guess what? This week, we're honoring the Big German. Beer-braised bratwurst sliders for the Big German. Brats, your favorite beer for braising. Cheese sauce, mustard, bell peppers, onions, all served on the sweet and salty King's Hawaiian pretzel slider bun. Mouth-watering. Every time I think of the Big German, I think mouth-watering. King's Hawaiian wants to make every Sunday a slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli selection section of your local store and pick up the fluffy, sweet, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself,
Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Jerome Bettis, 2015 Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee, won a Super Bowl with the Steelers, joining us from Atlanta, flying the Notre Dame colors. Hey, we're going to Dublin for the game against Navy. We got room for you.
I know. I just found out. I'm going to try to make it work. Unfortunately, my son's high school football season starts up, so I've got to be a dad and be in the stands and watch him play.
What position does your son play?
He's a wide receiver.
Also, he's not going to fall in line and be a running back because nobody wants to be a running back anymore.
Yeah, he quit me too. I mean, I'm just saying, the running backs, it's no love. I mean, my own son. But he is 6'2 and a half, so, I mean, it's probably not in his wheelhouse, but nobody wants to play running back anymore.
Okay, explain what's going on in the NFL and how that's affecting careers here.
So let me tell you how it all started. It started because college football went to a more wide open style of football, maybe, let's say, about 10 years ago, right? Everybody started to want to throw the football around. And what happened was the high schools saw that. And then if you're a high school kid and you want to go to college, you're looking at the landscape. If you were 6'2", 220 pounds, all the colleges wanted small running backs. So you went to linebacker instead, right? So now what we see happening after all these years is that if you don't go to Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State, you know, you're not going to play running back if you're 215, 220 pounds, right? So now these kids, the talented kids, are switching positions. And so you don't have that full range of running backs that you can go all over the country and get a 6'2", 220-pound running back that can give you 25 carries a game. Those guys don't exist anymore unless you go to those five or six colleges, right? So now, if you're a GM, you're saying, okay, well, I don't have that special running back that's in the draft this year. Let me get two guys, three guys that we feel can kind of fill that void and be one running back, but be three different players. And so that's what you're seeing now. You're not seeing a plethora of quality running backs, but when you do see them, now these teams have an opportunity to devalue the position. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, maybe it's undervalued. No, it's a devaluation of the position, because now they say, we don't have to pay you because we can get them elsewhere.
Yeah.
But the truth is, when you get a special running back like a Saquon Barkley, you can't find them. They don't grow on trees. So you do have to pay them, but because this place that we're at, they don't have to justify to the fans that, hey, we needed to pay him top dollar because he was a quality running back. We can afford to play hardball with him because the market is dictating that we don't have to pay him that number. And that's just, it's a terrible situation.
But how would that affect you if you were in high school of playing that position?
Because you say to yourself, one, I see what's happening, right? If I get to the NFL, it's probably not going to be very lucrative for me. And two, there's not many colleges that want you. If I'm 225 pounds and I'm 6 foot, I only can go to maybe five or six schools and play running back. So yeah. I've got a better shot of playing linebacker. Then I can go to 100 schools and I can be 6'2", 230 pounds as a linebacker, and I can play anywhere. So if I'm in high school, it's very limited where I can go and play.
Did your son change positions? Was he a running back and then became a wide receiver?
Well, he kind of grew out of the position. So he played wide receiver first year of Little League, and then he went to running back, and then he got too tall, and then he went to wide receiver just out of necessity because, you know, he was almost 6 foot and all the other kids were, you know, 5'7", 5'8".
But I also wonder about the middle linebacker position, Bussy, because you had Brian Urlacher and, you know, Ray Lewis. I mean, go down through NFL history, and it's littered with great running backs and great middle linebackers. Nobody is speaking out on behalf of middle linebackers that, you know, nobody cares about them anymore, but they are about running backs.
Yeah, it is. What's happened is this change to the passing game has really eliminated it's already totally eliminated the fullback position. That's already totally gone. And I think, you know, that was the Peyton Manning era that really kind of ushered out the fullback. And so now, because, you know, the math and the numbers say you throw the football. And as a result of that, everyone's gotten smaller because now you need to be more athletic. You need to move around and you need to protect and all those kind of things. So now you're not running the ball that much. You have to play in coverage. So now my linebacker, I need him to be more of a defensive back and linebacker. So I need him to be 225, 230, maybe 240, but he's got to be extremely fast because I need him now to cover these tight ends who are no longer tight ends. They're glorified wide receivers. And so now the game has switched because the emphasis used to be running the football on first and second down. Now the emphasis is passing the ball on first and second down. And it's changed the way these athletes look. Now you don't have a 250-pound, 260-pound linebacker. You don't have a 320-pound offensive tackle.
Yeah, but is it going to change, though, anymore? Bussy, where a team goes, hey, you're about speed and finesse. We're going to be power. And, you know, we saw this with the Titans, and it's worked for them. But I wonder if you get a team that just says, we're going to be different than everybody else. We don't have a franchise quarterback. We're going to have a good offensive line. We're going to run the football. We're going to keep you off the field. And we're going to, you know, play really good defense.
I think that's the recipe for what you're going to see in Pittsburgh. I think Kenny Pickett is going to be a special quarterback. He's still developing. And while he's developing, I think you're going to run the football. You got to run the football. So I think you're still going to see that philosophy quite a bit. But you have to have that special running back. You know, it's easy to say we're going to do that. But, you know, King Henry, he's a special running back. You could do that around him. But you don't have a lot of those guys out there where you can just turn it over and say, we're going to give you the ball 400 times and, you know, they're going to have trouble dealing with you. But if you do, you have a decided advantage because most of these defenses are much smaller than they were historically.
I agree. How many Hall of Fame defenders do you think you ran over?
Oh, man. Oh boy. I got a few under my belt. I do. I got a picture my first year, and this is very funny. I got a picture. We went and played the New York Giants my rookie year when I was with the Rams, and I got a picture of Lawrence Taylor on my leg, and I'm kind of dragging him, and it's like the most incredible picture because nobody knows he's in his 16th or 17th year. Nobody knows he's 40 years old. All you see is Lawrence Taylor in this Giants helmet, and I'm dragging him. So I get to put that up, and I get to lie to everyone and say that he was in his prime when that happened.
Do you know I still have your Rams jersey that you signed?
Do you?
Yeah, I have. You know what? My man cave is so... Do you guys know where the Bettis jersey is?
You got so much stuff.
I do. I do, but I don't know where it is. Can you guys...
You got to bring it out of the archives. You got to bring it out of the archives.
I got it around here, Bussy.
I know you got it there somewhere.
Oh, you know what it is? It's out in the bullpen. It's out by Rob.
Yes.
If you guys can bring that out, that would be great. I don't know what it's worth. Can I put it on eBay?
Not going to be worth a whole lot.
Was that your St. Louis Rams or your L.A. Rams?
That was my L.A. Rams.
L.A. Rams. Yes. Oh, that's right.
That was my L.A. Rams.
Blue and gold.
That was L.A. Rams.
Yeah. How many?
Some good times.
Is there a mark still on you from getting hit?
Yeah. I'll never forget. I played in Houston. The Oilers at the time, and I was a rookie, and I'll never forget, my offensive coordinator told me, okay, he drew up this play, and he said, it's a goal line play, the backside linebacker is going to be unblocked, but it's no problem, right? That's what he said to me. Well, he didn't tell me that the backside linebacker could get to the play in time, so I'm thinking that,
there it is. Bussy, there you go.
Oh, that's special there.
Yeah. Yeah, I got your Rams jersey behind me.
That's old school right there.
Wait, do you have this jersey?
I do.
Oh, okay.
I do.
All right. So you don't need it.
I do. Absolutely.
Okay.
No,
all right. All right. Just want to make sure.
I'm nostalgic. I have one.
For all your teams?
That's right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So explain the play.
So he told me that the backside linebacker is unblocked, no worries, you can still score a touchdown. What he didn't tell me was that the guy was going to be able to hit me. So they called this play, I'm running, and I promise you, I got hit so hard, I was almost out on my feet, and he hit me behind my ear, and my earpiece went and cut into my neck. So I still have a cut around my neck, and I immediately went right to the sideline and cussed out my offensive coordinator because he told me that, oh, don't worry about him, and I was like, bull.
Didn't you knock out Ed Reed? Didn't he come in on a blitz?
That was Hines Ward that caught Ed Reed.
Oh.
Yeah, and they started chasing him all over the field.
They were trying to get back at him?
They were trying to get him. Him and Rob Woodson was on that team, too. They were chasing him all over the field trying to get him.
Just trying to hurt him purposely?
Purposely trying to hurt him. Yeah.
There were a lot of teams that wanted to purposely hurt Hines Warren.
There was.
Right?
And that's why he should definitely be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's one of those great wide receivers who could block just as good as he could catch it.
Why did you pick number 6?
Okay, good question. So at high school, I was number 36. So when I got to Notre Dame, I wanted 36, and Lou Holtz told me that Don Grimm, Russ Grimm from the Washington now Commanders, yeah, who was in the offensive lineman in the Hall of Fame, his younger brother, Don Grimm, had number 36, right? He said, he's a senior, I can't take a number from a senior. So I said, okay, well, Rick Meyer had number 3, And then you had Dorsey Levins, who was there. Rodney Culver had 5. Dorsey had 4. So I said, give me 6. It was either the 3 or the 6. I couldn't get the 3, so I said, give me the 6. And okay. That's how I ended up with 6 at Notre Dame.
Would you be okay if Notre Dame joined the Big Ten?
You know what? Yeah, I would be, but I don't think it would ever happen. You know, that was I believe there was a time when they actually reached out to the Big Ten. But at the time they weren't a research school, and the Big Ten, I believe, if I'm correct, denied them entry because they weren't a research school at the time, and they didn't want to split the research money with the school that wasn't a research school. And so I think that's kind of happened, if my math is correct. But if it happened, I wouldn't be upset with it at all.
Do you remember telling me the story about when Urban Meyer was thinking about Notre Dame, and he didn't even stop into South Bend? I think he wanted to get 2 players in to Notre Dame who maybe wouldn't qualify normally with the academic standards. Does that sound right? But he wasn't going to get with Lou Holtz got, and he didn't even stop through South Bend. He went straight to Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I do. He said at the time, I guess Coach Holtz, the deal that Coach Holtz had, I thought he could get 2.
Yeah.
And he only wanted 1. Urban Meyer only wanted 1 guy who from a grade point average might not be at the highest level. And so he wanted 1 guy that he could maybe have that opportunity to get in. They told him no. And he said, well, I mean, why would I fight that when I can get 25 in at Florida? Why would I do that? And so, it really hurt. But I understood his situation, but also understood Notre Dame's
situation. He's only asking for 1.
But the problem is once you get that 1, then you want more.
Yeah.
And
so he goes from Utah to Florida. With no stop in South Bend.
With no stop in South Bend. And he said he really, really wanted that job, but he couldn't do it. So, yeah, it hurt the program, but I think we got a really good one now. So let's keep our fingers
maybe
crossed.
I'll see you in Dublin. Bring your PXG clubs if you come over there.
Absolutely. I saw that sweater, man. I was looking at that like, man, I need to get that sweater. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
I just got my new PXG club, so – the Gen 6s, so I'm looking forward to playing with them.
Well, I know that you love your golf. Bussy, good to talk to you as always. Thank you. Good luck to your son this year.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Dad. Jerome Bettis, Hall of Famer. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Last call for phone calls. What we learned, what's in store tomorrow. Jerome Bettis joined us on the program. In seven of his first eight NFL seasons, So he had 294, 319, 183, 320, 375. These are carries. 316, 299, 355. Wow. That's a lot of carries. He would not be a Hall of Famer now. Does Bussey have the most carries in NFL history, Paulie?
I wonder who has the most 300 carry seasons.
Because he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then two where he's in the 290s.
My guess would be Emmett, but I got to check. Most 300 carry seasons.
Okay. Let's see. Sam in L.A. Hi, Sam. What's on your mind?
Hey, I called many times. Thank you. Hey, I've always been curious, Dan. I'm sure your listeners as well. Who coined the phrase the mothership, and where did that come from? Because it seems like it would come from you.
It did, and I remember there's a Led Zeppelin greatest hits, and I think it might be called the mothership or something, but I just remember where that word was used. And I don't know if it was on a show or something where they talked about the mothership. Maybe it was something to do with Star Trek or I don't know, even though I didn't watch those shows. But I just remember I just started calling ESPN the mothership when I left. So that's been 17 years ago. I don't know if they ever discouraged me from saying the mothership, but I think everybody knows that's instead of ESPN, you just call it the mothership. I saw where the former ESPN personality, Dan Le Batard, got into it on social media. I think Kevin Durant got involved in this, where Dan Le Batard, Miami Heat fan, was saying that Portland should be trading for Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero is a better player than Tyrese Maxey of the 76ers, and that he accused Adrian Wojnarowski of carrying the water for the Portland Trailblazers to help them get a better deal. But Dan, I guess, caught some grief on social media. I think Kevin Durant weighed in on this as well about, wait, you're saying Tyler Hero is better than Tyrese Maxey? And both Kentucky basketball players. I think the best of Tyrese Maxey is yet to come. I think if James Harden, so you have two ball hogs there with Joel Embiid and James Harden, and Tyrese Maxey is your third option. I mean, you have Tobias Harris in there. You have other guys, but I think Tyrese Maxey hasn't reached his full potential. Tyler Hero might be this right now, if you say, it depends on the offense I run want to run. I mean, Tyler Hero, good three-point shooter. I don't know what the numbers are with Tyrese Maxey. Feels like he's more of a slasher. But, you know, all of a sudden, Kevin Durant gets involved in it after Levitard said that Tyler Hero is better. Yes, Marv.
John Calipari, he wins again. Not on the court.
Not in the bigger picture of winning championships. Yes, Paulie.
I had the stat for most 300-plus yard carries by a running back. Notice the tone of my voice, how excited I am to deliver this stat.
Yeah.
Walter Payton had 10 300 carry seasons. And two times, there were strikes, so he didn't have the opportunity to do that. Most carries in a season by a running back all time. Five guys have carried the ball 400 or more times.
James Wilder.
He's third all time. 1984 with the Buccaneers.
Was he like 459?
407.
Oh, 407 carries. So who has the most carries in a single season?
And there's only five guys to carry the ball 400 times. Eddie George, Eric Dickerson, James Wilder, Jamal Anderson at age 25.
Oh.
By the way, they all did it at age 25 or 26. Larry Johnson, age 26, Kansas City, 416 carries.
Wow. So the most is?
416.
Oh, that is?
Yep, and Larry Johnson never ran for 1,000 yards after that.
Yeah. I think he's working in the media now, isn't he? Larry Johnson, Kansas City, does that sound right? Poll question, final results there, Seton?
Yeah, Dan, we got a couple of them today.
All right.
Got a couple of real bangers.
Bangers, okay, yeah. Bangers. Okay.
Let's see, rather be a star NFL running back or a longtime backup. It's still 86% would take the longtime backup quarterback.
Okay.
That's wild.
This day in sports history, Paul.
1927, Ty Cobb got hit number 4,000. That was the record at the time. And 1964, Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds did this for the only time in his career, Dan. Did this.
Stole home.
Hit a grand slam. Pete Rose got a grand slam. 1985, Jack Nicklaus II at 23 made his debut on the PGA Tour.
Okay. On this date, 1996, largest contract at the time in NBA history was signed. 1996, 7 years, $121 million. And if you said Shaquille O'Neal, you would be correct there.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Let's see. Don Mattingly homered for the eighth consecutive game, tying
Shaq was a thing.
Baseball record, 1987.
Shaq was a thing. He really was.
Shaq was. Yeah, he
Shaq
still is.
Yeah, he still is.
He still is. Billy Joel performs Last Play at Shea, the final concert event before the demolition of the stadium. Among the guests with Billy Joel, Roger Daltrey, Tony Bennett, Garth Brooks, and Paul McCartney.
Wow.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I didn't remember that ever happening. Let's go around the room. What we learned on this program, Todd, I'll start with you. What did you learn?
Jerome Bettis has a picture of himself as a Rams rookie dragging the great LT around. He lies and tells people he was in his prime, but LT was very late in his career.
Seton O'Connor.
Russ Tucker, kind of shocked at what guards are making these days.
Yeah, twice as much as running backs in some instances. Marvin!
Don't be a running back.
Yeah. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be running back. Paulie, what did you learn?
Cavaliers, champions.
Yes, Summer League champs.
We did it.
Todd, what did I learn today?
We all feel bad about the devaluation of the running back, but the middle linebacker, not so much.
Yeah. Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. Why am I yelling? At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. Everything doubled. Cash back from trips and restaurants. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. It's been our pleasure to serve you. It is, Todd.
I know it is.
No, I was being sincere.
It's nice that you say that, but we kind of assume.
For Fritzy and Seton, Marvin, Paulie, yours truly, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Owning a Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.